The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
We're continuing now in Siman Kuf Tzadivav with Siv Zion. And we're talking about the laws of Aninus, and again, an Ainin is a person who, one of the close relatives, one of the seven relatives, passed away. And it's between the time of the Ptira, of the death, and of the Kvura, and of the burial. And a person has an obligation to be involved with the Mace, and therefore Chazal didn't want them, first of all, to be partying, to be doing... To be involved in eating meat and drinking wine, and also because of that they're exempt from positive commandments. You know that they should be busy with caring, making arrangements for the nifter, for the deceased. And thirdly, they have restrictions as far as they have to keep a lot of the laws of avelus, which would be not to anoint themselves, not to be involved in marital relations, not to wash, not to wear freshly laundered clothing, not to take a haircut. But certain ones don't apply. For example, as we mentioned, wearing leather shoes, and the custom is also not to sit low. Now, we're on this sif, the siman continues to talk about that, and also talks about how it works on Shabbos, the laws of Aninus on Shabbos. Now, let's begin with Siv Zayin. Mishu einein b'shas kriyas shema u'tfila. So what happens if a person has the status of an einein during the time when the morning obligation or the night obligation of kriyas shema and davening happen? La'achar shenikbar hameis, and after they were finished burying the person, avar revi'is hayom, so a fourth of the day passed, shehu zman kriyas shema. So the real appropriate time of Kriyas Shema passed. Mikol Malkam Omer Gam Kriyas Shema Ubrachaseh Abolay Tefillin. So says the Kitzur that one should still say Kriyas Shema with the brachas afterwards without tefillin. And the reason why they don't put on tefillin is because it's the first day of Avelus, which one does not wear tefillin. Ad Shlish Hayoyim, until a third of the day. But if a third of the day passed, now what's going on over here is that we know that there's an obligation to say Kriyas Shema at a certain time, and there's also the Chachamim made brachas that one's supposed to say with the Kriyas Shema. Now the brachas are themselves a tefillah, and therefore Chazal did give you longer to say them than the main zman of Kriyas Shema. So therefore, if a person lost, didn't say the Kriyas Shema within the most appropriate amount of time, but one still has the obligation to say the brachas as long as it's up to a third of the day. But if that would pass, then already it's too late, and one would not say it. So that's what he says over here. But if a third of the day passed, I'm a Kriyas Shema b'lo brachas, then which one should say Shema, because there's a mitzvah to say it the whole day, even though it's not the real obligation, but one should still do it. With Tefillah Shmon Esrei, Mutal Espal Al Chatzos Hayom, and to daven the Shmon Esrei, the Amida prayer, that one does until Chatzos, until midday. Umusuf Beresh Chaydish Yachal Espal Kam Achakach Shazman HaKal Yom, one could daven Musaf even later. So basically what the kids are saying is that as long as it's still somewhat in the Zman that one could daven, then one should do so. Now, the Sefer Shara Metzion Balacha on the Kitzur just comments that the reason why the Kitzur is working with the shear of a third of the day for Kriyas Shema is because this is his opinion before. But there are those, the Mishnas Yankiv and the Bir Halacha, that hold that in a situation where it was beyond one's control, like over here, person's relative passed away, that one could say Brachas Kriyas Shema, one could say the Brachas Kriyas Shema until Chatzos, until midday. So according to the Kitzur, again, once a third of the day passed, one does not say the Brachas Kriyas Shema, But according to other Paiskim, one could still say it until Chatzais, until midday, and that will be the same thing with Tefillah, that everyone agrees that Tefillah you have until midday to daven. And what the kids are just telling us over here is even though the main Zman already passed, but as long as part of the Zman, as long as the secondary Zman is still within that time, then one should say Kriya Shema and say the brachas and daven properly. Now the kids are continues with me. Brachas HaShachar Lo Yaymer. What about the morning brachas? So Lo Yaymer Kiim Shalish brachas. One should only say Shalaya Sani Goy, Shalaya Sani Ovid, Shalaya Sani Isha. Those three, Ubrachas HaTaira and the brachas on Taira. She'elu Zmanim Kol Hayom. Because those brachas, the Zman, the time for saying them is the whole day. B'shar brachas Lo Yaymer Achar Shavar Zmanim. And the other brachas one should not say if there's Zman passed. Now, there is a question about this. As far as the other brachas shachar, one says waking up in the morning, that do we say that there are brachas that could be made throughout the day, or do we say no, one should not make them if it's already after chatzais? So the kitzur is going over here that one should not make them because since it's a dispute, then in the case of a dispute we don't make the brachas. Now the kitzur continues. Now, what if the deceased is buried before a third of the day? And the cemetery is far enough away from his house that he's not going to get home in time. And until he gets to his house, it'll be a third of the day. It's better that he should go into some house or anything he could find near the Beis HaKfaris, Likra Kriya Shema Ulespal Bezman HaRoi, and to daven the proper time, Oyafilu B'chutz B'makam Naki, or even outside, doesn't have to be in a house. So what he's saying is, even though when one gets home, perhaps they could daven with a minion, or some other reason why it would be better to do that, but says the kitzur, no, if you can daven right then and there, that's better doing it within the third of the day than davening at a later time before chatzais, which is not as l'chatchila, it's not really the time it's supposed to, the davening is supposed to be done, l'chatchila. Now the kitzur continues, now right away, once they already start putting dirt, covering the deceased with dirt, Yachol Likras Kriya Shema L'spal. So then already his status of an Einin goes off. Afal B'Shavel Zadayin En Echal. So this is an interesting point, that once they already started the burial and actually put some dirt on the person, so he's considered technically buried, so a person's already not an Einin, so therefore they could daven, even though Avelus doesn't start until the person actually finishes the burial, actually sits down and starts Avelus. And we'll learn about this more. Let's say what happens if they're burying a person right before a shkia, right before nightfall, and they finish the burial, but they never actually started Avelus, so it doesn't count that day for the Avelus. But the kids are saying, as far as the Aninus, as far as the prohibition from doing positive commandments, that goes off once they put in some of the dirt. So a person, once they're putting in some of the dirt, and the person already could go and daven. Now, the kids are doesn't address if he's the only one burying it, that could be already different, because if he's the only one burying it, then he's Isaac B'mitzvah, he's involved in a mitzvah, and he probably shouldn't stop in the middle. But if the other people, there's a Chevra Kadisha doing it, then as far as his own personal halacha of an Einin, that would go off once even the person is partially buried. Now the Kitzur continues, Siv Ches, Misha Meis Lo Meis, person who a relative passed away, V'nasa Einin, La'achar Shekvar Higia Zman Tefillah Shachris. Now this is an interesting question. If a person, say, as their relative passes away in the middle of the night, so when Shachris comes about, they're ready in Einin, and the burial doesn't happen until the afternoon. So the entire time when there was an obligation to daven, they were exempt. So that should be for sure that they don't have to do Tashlumen. They don't have to redo it. But what about in the case where they have the obligation, and just they didn't get a chance to daven shachris yet. And do we say that they're supposed to do tashlumin, right? If a person misses a davening, if they daven a second Shemona Esrei, are they supposed to do that or not? So the Kitzur says, v'nasa oinen l'acha, so k'var higiezman shachris, tefillah shachris, he becomes an oinen after shachris come, the time of shachris came, oin minchai arvis, or one of the other tefillahs, v'hula hispal mikaidim, shenasa oinen, and he didn't daven before that he became an oinen, so he already had the obligation, v'nimshacha ninus ad l'achas man tefillah, and the ninus continued until after his man tefillah, afal pike, and even so, even though he did have an obligation, unlike the case that I mentioned, he still doesn't have an obligation to do to mispal the second tefillah twice. And I guess the reason is because since he still had time to daven shachris, so he didn't do anything wrong by not davening, and then he became an ayin, so that wasn't his fault either, so therefore he doesn't have an obligation to make up the tefillah. Now, Sif Tes talks about what happens if a person becomes an ayin on Shabbos. Misha meislo meis for Shabbos, a person who a relative passes away on Shabbos, kivan the asur lekavrei hayoyim lechal alav aninus. So here we get to an important point in aninus in general, which is that the status of aninus is only as long as the person is able to be involved in the meis. Now we mentioned before that if a person gives it over to the chevra kadisha completely, that there's a very strong argument that they lose their status of an einin. Now, a matter of fact, the status of an einin could go on and come on and come off. Meaning to say, there are paskim that say, what happens if a person's on a long trip to deal with the mace? So, for the next 5 hours, they're not going to be involved. So, one could say that maybe today, you know, there's always the cell phone, always things I won't have to do. But there are paiskim that write that when a person's traveling, that they lose their status of an einin because there's nothing that they can do for the mace during that time. But the point that I'm trying to say is that there are times when it's, even though a person would be is normally an einin, but since at that time they can't be involved, so therefore they lose their status of an einin. And that's definitely true when it comes to Shabbos, because on Shabbos a person cannot be involved with the deceased, so therefore they lose their status of an einin as far as that they are mutter bebasav yayin, they're permitted to eat meat and drink wine, and they're also obligated in the mitzvahs. And that's exactly what we find over here. Kivan to also lekavar yayim, because obviously you can't bury on Shabbos, lechal lavaninos, he doesn't have a status of an oinin, mutter bebasav yayin, and he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine, v'chay b'chol mitzvahs, and he's obligated in all mitzvahs. So that's the halacha. Now, even though he does not have a status of an oinin, but the restrictions of an einein, as far as those that have to do with mourning, that still start. He still has. That's why he says chutz mitasha shamiz mita. Marital relations are prohibited. Sh'asr loy. V'gam asr b'talmud Torah. He's not permitted to learn the Torah, the areas of Torah that do not have to do with the laws of Avelis, because the Torah is something joyous. To have in dvarin shabbat sinna. Now let me just explain a little bit what's going on over here. We're going to learn later that Avelus, the laws of Avelus, the things a person does to mourn on Shabbos, things that are befahasya, that are outward, that other people see them, that a person doesn't keep on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a time of mourning, therefore a person does not keep it. So that's why a person on Shabbos does not sit low. A person is allowed to wash themselves, look up at Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and they wash normally. But, Dvarim Shabbat Sinna, something that's private, so it's not disgraceful to Shabbos, right? The basic concept is ain't available, that Dvarim Shabbat Fahasya, something that's public, there's no available on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not a time of mourning, so therefore anything public, we don't have a veil on Shabbos. But something private we do. So relations are obviously private. Learning, it's also more private because it's not as public what a person's learning. So those things apply for a normal mourner on Shabbos. So now, getting back to Los Vaninos, so this is a person, he would normally be an Einin, But since it's Shabbos, he can't be involved in the burial. So therefore, he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine. And he's obligated in all mitzvahs because he can't be involved with the kfura. But he does have the restrictions of an avil. Now, just as an avil is only restricted in Dvar Meshavetzina, only in private things, so he also is only restricted in private things, and that would be Tashma Shamita, marital relations, and also Talmud Torah and learning Torah. Now, there happens to be a dispute about this, actually, as far as the learning aspect of it. There are those that say that they would be permitted in learning Torah. But one thing many of the players can bring down is definitely they should not get an aliyah. Now, if they normally get an aliyah, so then it would be sort of showing their avails before Hesia, so that would be different, that they would be allowed to do that. They would be allowed to get the aliyah. But normally, under normal circumstances, they should not get the aliyah. V'im hu shliach tzibur. Now, what happens if the person is normally davens for the tzibur, he's the chazan? If there's someone else that could daven, so it's not really necessary, so he shouldn't daven, because he does have the status of an avil. But if there's no one else, yispalhu, then he would be allowed to daven. And the Paiskim discussed that, what if he's the only Baal Kaire, the only one who knows how to read the Torah, he could also do that. Other things, let's say, if he's a shamish in the shul and he has other obligations to take care of, that he would be allowed to do it on Shabbos if he's the only one that could do it. Now the Kitzur continues, Imamesu aviv aimai. If the one that's deceased is a parent, so he would normally say kaddish, yochal lemer kaddish b'mokem she'en shar aveilim. So one could say kaddish if he's not going to take away from the other mourners. Now what this means is that in different places they have different customs as far as Kaddish, but some places have the custom that only one person says Kaddish at a time, which would mean that they have to take turns. So if we have this Einin who wants to say Kaddish, and we have a regular Ovel who wants to say Kaddish, we say that regular Ovel takes precedence, and the reason is because the real obligation of Kaddish doesn't begin until after the burial. Now, as we mentioned before, there are different customs as far as if one says Kaddish or not before the burial. In Eretz Yisrael, again, I saw some places do say Kaddish. The prevalent custom in America, in many places, is not to say Kaddish. But one is definitely allowed to say Kaddish, and that's what we see in the Kitzur over here. But where there are other mourners, he shouldn't say Kaddish before the Kfura. Now, what if the person is anyways an avil because of for the parent, and now, unfortunately, another relative passes away? So should they not say Kaddish because they're an einin? Or maybe it's the anniversary of the death. The yard site, yemer kaddish k'may shar avil o yard site. So then already, since he's not doing it because of, for this person who wasn't buried yet, he's doing it for a regular obligation, then he does say Kaddish like everybody else. And again, because then already he has a regular obligation, and he is allowed to do it on Shabbos. Now, in Sif Yud, we get to a very interesting question. And that question is, we have this Einain, we have this person who the relative passed away, and once Shabbos leaves, then they're going to be involved in the preparations, and they're going to have the status of an einin, and they're going to be exempt from all mitzvahs, including davening. So what do they do about ma'ariv, davening ma'ariv? So one could say, well, let them daven ma'ariv early when it's still Shabbos, and therefore they'll be able to daven. But others say, or the point that the problem with that is that once they daven ma'ariv, so Marv really shows that it's not Shabbos for you anymore. So once it's not Shabbos, then you immediately are not supposed to be davening. So there are different approaches. So the Kitzur says an interesting approach. He says that one should only say Kriya Shema, not daven. And this is what he says. Samach la'arev, near evening, mean not when it's actually Shkia, because once that happens, then already he maybe have a prohibition. But even when it's during the day, which the halacha is, one's allowed to daven Marv early, even on Shabbos. Some of Arav Kari Kriya Shema, he reads Kriya Shema, below brachas, without the brachas. There's everything extra except for Kriya Shema that he doesn't say, but the Kriya Shema he says. Ve'enim espal Arvus, he doesn't daven Marv. Now, there are different customs. Some say he doesn't daven Marv, like the Kitzur says, and others say that he should daven Marv, but he just daven Marv early. I believe the Yalkut Yosef, from the son of Rav Yosef, I believe that's what he says for the Svaradim. But this is the question. And he can't do Avdallah, and because he has an obligation to do the Avdallah, and therefore he doesn't eat without Avdallah. And once the person passes, once the burial happens, then they should make Avdallah. And even if it doesn't happen until the next day, so one could still make Avdallah until Tuesday. But then, since Havdalah is not being made in the original time, so one only makes it on the cup, but without Nair, without a fire, or without Basam, without spices, like one does after Yontif. The Mutu Lahavdal Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, as we mentioned, that one is allowed to make Havdalah until Tuesday. But Tfilah Shachar Shum Espal Kishle Avar Zmano, and when he davens, Eino Amata Chalantono, he does not say the Havdalah then. You know, even though he has to make Havdalah al kais, but he doesn't have to make Havdalah in Tefillah. Let's continue with Sif Yud Aleph. Im tzarech le'eis erev lelechas mibesoi atzamach l'tchum Shabbos. Now what happens if he needs to be already as far as he could travel on Shabbos, which is until the end of the Tchum, which one is allowed to do for a mitzvah, because right away he has to be out and taking care of the mace. Or he has to contact the people in charge of the Chevah Kadisha. He has to make up where the burial is going to be, where the plot. So once already he's involved with it, even though it's still Shabbos, but he has the status of an Einin. This halacha is, it's towards the evening, but again, once he's halachically permitted to start being involved himself, even though it's still Shabbos, then he gets the status of an Einin. Now, we mentioned many times throughout the Siman that an Einin is not supposed to perform a positive mitzvah. Now, the question is, if he does perform it, or say it's a procedure, it's a mitzvah procedure, which we'll explain in a second, is it valid if he does it? Let's say, for example, we know that there's a mitzvah, if one wants to eat meat, to perform a shechita, right? So what happens if an ayin does a shechita? Do we say it's a non-kosher shechita because he doesn't have an obligation to shecht? What about the Torah says if a person wants to separate from their wife, they have a mitzvah to give a bill of divorce? So if a person does that when they're an ayin, is that considered a valid divorce? So, many Paiskim say that l'chadchila, one is not supposed to do it, because it is a mitzvah, and a person is not supposed to perform a mitzvah then, but it's not that the actual action is not an action. So therefore, it's not that the animal is not going to have the status of an animal that was shechted. It's not that the woman is not going to have the status of a woman who was divorced. So the action will be valid, just we prefer to wait because it is a mitzvah, and therefore we try to avoid the performing of a mitzvah. I saw an interesting shaila that the Aruch Shai talks about, which is, what about giving testimony on giving edus when a person is an einin? So we know, again, the same idea, that we try not to do it. But if a person says that the testimony is necessary, then one will be allowed to give the testimony. But then the Aruch Shai asked an even more interesting question, which is, we know the halacha is that if a person saw when they were a child something happen, testimony. So the halacha is that since they were not valid to testify at that time, So therefore, even when they get older, they can't say, I remember when I was a child that I saw this and this. That's not, at least midrash, that's not considered a good testimony. So Arabshah wants to know, what if a person sees, say, something happen when they're an Einin? They see someone commit a crime or steal something when they're an Einin, and they want to go to Bezin after the burial and give testimony. I saw this person stole this item. So one could argue and say, since at the time they saw it, they were an Einin, they were exempt from mitzvah, so it's not a valid edus, it's not a valid seeing of testimony, and therefore even though later they are obligated, it's not going to help. Just like the child who grows up can't give testimony what they saw when they were a child. So the Erech Shai makes a beautiful distinction, which is very logical, and says that when the person's a child, so they're inherently disqualified from giving edus, from giving testimony. So therefore it's not good. But when a person's an Einin, they're not inherently disqualified. The person has the obligation to keep mitzvahs. Just he's supposed to be busy with something else. So therefore, seeing the testimony is considered a valid seeing, and therefore, if he gives later, it'll be good, just like we find. If he gives the get, it's still a good get. If he does a shechita, it's still a good shechita. So the fact that he saw it is valid, just he's not supposed to do it in front of Bezdin at the time, because that's performing a mitzvah. So therefore, if later on he goes to Bezdin, even though he saw when he was an Einin, then it definitely would be considered valid.